wooden box. As the thunder clapped, lightning struck, and the rain pelted heavily, Kate, Jack and Ben were playing hide-and-seek. Kate went upstairs in a room and saw a wooden box. Kate went up to it and opened it, but Ben was inside. 21, shouted Jack frantically. Kate sprinted into another room and walked inside. As Kate ran and opened the box, she stepped inside. Jack shouted, "Ready or not, here I come." Jack sprinted up the wooden stairs, down the hallway, and came into the room that Kate was in. Kate waited with bated breath. Suddenly, Kate was on a luxurious beach. There were luscious green trees swaying in the cold breeze. Kate could hear the waves smashing against the unstable, jagged rocks, the seagulls squawking in the cool wind, and the gold scaly fish splashing in the blue glistening water. As quick as a flash, Kate was trying to get to one of the islands near the shore. Suddenly, when Kate was next to the rough, jagged rocks, the ground started to shake. Rocks started to fall and the trees started to sway violently. A hole was sucking up the soft sand all around it. Then something appeared and it made a loud roar. Kate found a purple glowing book where the sand beast appeared, and Kate picked it up then opened it. Suddenly Kate got possessed by the book. She started to glow and the sand monster chased her. Kate started to run. Kate was faster than the speed of sound. She dashed and she swerved towards the log. Then she went up to it and tried to lift it. Then it was above her head. Kate sprinted towards the sand monster and chucked it towards the monster. Then it disintegrated. Kate appeared in the box and opened it, and Ben and Jack were standing there. "Found you," said the boys. Suddenly the door slammed open. Miss Buntings and Mr. Buntings walked in.